VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. When you list an item on eBay, knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. And Robin Levin is known on eBay as top-rated seller Beadshine. That's one word, Beadshine. And she's also the director of reseller sales with WorthPoint. Robin's here today to demonstrate the value of research. Robin, for those who may not be familiar with it, can you give us a brief overview of what WorthPoint does?
I absolutely can. It's a really fantastic platform. It's actually the largest online platform for realized values of antique art and collectibles. And what's so great about it is it's a finite place where you can go and find unique items and have a really great resource of over 300 online and brick-and-mortar auction houses over quite a period of time, 10 years. So you have a great resource to look at over a period of time and really discern the value of what you might have.
So what's playing on WorthPoint's YouTube channel that I hear about?
Well, you know, I'm really excited. Can I just say happy birthday, Lee?
Thank you, Robin.
I feel so excited that I get to speak to you on your birthday on eBay Radio. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things that's so neat about eBay Radio is that we get to learn about resources like little known, tools we have out there, like the YouTube channel that WorthPoint hosts. And we try to have a live show every couple weeks with Harry Rinker, who's a wonderful resource for identifying and evaluating antiques that you may not be able to necessarily find information for. And we have a YouTube channel that you can send in your photographs and or items that you might be curious about and get real live answers during a YouTube show by writing to the community at worthpoint.com and sending in your questions. And we'll review them live during our bi-weekly YouTube show.
So, Griff, back in the day, you were an antique collector and seller.
Still sort of am, yes.
And so back in the day, how did you do research on something?
Well, that was tough. I mean, there really wasn't anything except for hardcover or softcover books on products that would give you, you know, some rough idea. And for those who were deep into the collectibles market, those were very helpful. There were different price guides. And I can't remember the name of the biggest. Covell's was a big one. But, you know, the nature of the business is that so many of the items are unique, one of a kind, and it's really difficult to determine a value. So what a lot of us would do would just put a price on something that we thought was close. And then if you're in a physical bricks and mortar location where you're conducting business, you would maybe take an offer, or, you know, someone would say, well, what do you take for this? And you say, well, I'll take, you know, 25% off. And then it would be a negotiation. But the cool thing about the internet, of course, is a database that's so robust, and you can get a much better idea of value. And WorthPoint just shines at this. So it's a really great research tool. But before there was the internet, you were flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, basically. I remember my mother had a lot of big books because she sold silver and flatware. And she had, they were actually gigantic books that she bought that she had to look through. So WorthPoint, nowadays with the worldwide internet, WorthPoint has really come across for us with that. And so what's new at WorthPoint for 2017?
Well, you know, just real quick, I want to just back up, but the Covell's books that you were talking about that you used to carry around, you know, we recently bought the rights to that Covell. So we have all those books that we're inputting into our database and our library. And it's one of the resources that is fantastic because now you have that resource in your pocket when you're out in the field. And we do have a live WorthPoint app, which is one of the things that is it's actually becoming a staple thing. It's not so new, but some of the new things that are happening at WorthPoint that you can marry to the research that you're doing out in the field is one of the new things that we heard everyone asking for was a way to search by title for the search query in WorthPoint, and we didn't have that tool available, and that's something that we're going to be having real soon available to the people who are looking for items on WorthPoint. So that's very exciting. And speaking of the phone apps, I just want to mention you both had said your Ka-Ching is missing from your phone, and I think I have a resolve for you to get it back.
What is it?
Well, if you remove the eBay app and then reload it back onto your phone and make sure your notification settings are then as you want them to be, the Ka-Ching should come back to your phone because I have lost my Ka-Ching before, and I was able to get it back.
And you see what happened, Griff? They updated our operating system.
See, this is a movie, you guys. How Robin got her Ka-Ching back.
Oh, that's great. Well, I just downloaded the WorthPoint app.
Well, that's exciting. It's going to be a tool you're going to love having in your pocket.
Allow WorthPoint to do this device. Yes. WorthPoint chats with Harry. Oh, this is great. Griff, you need to download it.
I will.
Yeah.
I know Harry Rinker. I've worked with him in the past, and he's just a delight.
Oh,
he's
have
very,
you?
Very, oh, he's, this was years ago back in the early days of eBay. We did some stuff with Harry, and he's just an incredibly knowledgeable guy.
So I
he
hear,
really is.
So I hear that WorthPoint may be coming to a neighborhood near me.
Oh, really?
Yes, you know, what is so cool about, you know, eBay Radio, and I wish that you were more well-known because you support our meetups, and WorthPoint also supports the meetups, and we travel all over the United States. We're going to go international in the next year or so, and we support the meetup groups as well, and we try to go out and share how you can find value in your pocket through the WorthPoint research app. And
so
We're going to be in Southern California at Patty Coleman's I'm very excited, on January 17th. And then the very following week on January 26th, we're going to be in Ocala, Florida at Dana Crawford's meetup.
Oh, you're making the good ones, honey.
Oh, we are. We're making the rounds all over the country. We've been to Colorado. We've been to Chicago. We've been to San Jose. You know, we're trying to make sure we reach each and every meetup because it's really important that, you know, community and supporting each other, there's nothing more valuable than the support in each other. And that's one of the things that WorthPoint really sees the value in, and that's our community. And that's why we go out and support as much as we can the members, giving them the knowledge and the research they need to take their business to the next level.
Well, you also support eBay Radio by being a sponsor, and we appreciate that.
We do.
As well.
We really do.
So
yes.
We work hand in hand. You know, our sponsors, Griff, are not just people who have commercials on eBay Radio.
Not.
They
yeah.
have a relationship with us.
They do, yes.
And we really appreciate it. We do. Everything.
Well, we appreciate you.
Everything that you and Will do. So we had a little scare at the eBay Radio. Actually, it was the eBay Open 2016, didn't we? With your package there on the floor, Griff.
What?
My husband has this saying. He says, for every good deed, you must pay.
Oh.
So I'm sitting in the room as they're clearing it out because I'm waiting for the bell person to come and get my stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and they're tearing down everybody's booth, and they tore down ours, and they tore down WorthPoint's booth. And there in front of WorthPoint's booth was this little bunch of stuff, but it was important stuff. It was like, you know, backpacks and a box.
Everything we brought with us.
Everything was sitting there and in front of the WorthPoint booth. And so I am sending an all points bulletin out to try to find either Robin or Will to come back that they forgot their stuff, right? So I had plans to, I was going to pack it up, put it in a box, and take it with me. You know, have the bell person take it to my room.
Sure.
And then get in touch with him. Well, it turns out she had made arrangements with the hotel that her stuff would stay there on that floor in front of
their
booth.
Right.
Of course, I didn't know that.
Lee was so wonderful. She was going to bring it to her room to protect us and take care of our things. I mean, what better? I mean, she had our back. She's awesome.
And then I find out, you know, it was supposed to be there. So would have taken their stuff, right?
Sure, yeah.
I was about ready to do it.
So
North Point's going to be traveling this year. This is a good thing. What would you say to new eBayers about research?
You know, the value in research is priceless because it is often where you save money by not wasting money on items that you can't sell because there's no value in them. So it's to your advantage to take the time to do the research and put your money where your ka-ching is and where you can make it worth your while.
If you have a ka-ching.
If you have a ka-ching.
And we're hopeful.
We're going to try
your
solution.
When we put a new eBay up there, we're going to uninstall and put a brand new one up.
Yeah.
And you think our ka-ching will come back.
I'm going to try it.
I do think your ka-ching will come back. I've gotten mine back before.
Because I'm going into the elderly thing next year. By the way, I looked up what is elderly, Griffin. It said like 61 to something. That's not what my brother told me.
I've known 35-year-old people who qualified as elderly.
Really? Have you?
Hey, okay. Robin, we only have a few seconds left. How can we save on a new WorthPoint subscription? Is there something you also want to tell Lee, by the way?
You know, there is something. You can use the code BEADSHINE with a capital B because it is case-sensitive at checkout when you check out in the promo code box on WorthPoint. But we're having our annual holiday sale. It's a time-sensitive sale. Goes till January 2nd, and you can add a reseller discount on top of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Back with more eBay Radio in a moment.
What do you want from Santa this year?
I'd like some of his elves to answer my emails from customers. Right now, all I want to do is say, bah, humbug.
You don't need elves. You just need Reply Manager.
Oh, yeah? What replies does it manage?
Reply Manager handles all my communication with buyers. It brings correspondence from each selling channel into one inbox, then sorts it into folders. Email threads make it easy to track conversations. I can even set up smart auto responses without any elves. My customers are so much happier with faster, more personalized replies.
I still want elves.
Your elves can use Reply Manager too without having access to your eBay account.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to share that password. You know, elves love to shop.
Well, Reply Manager is my one-stop shop for inbound message management. So give your inner Grinch a happy new year. Then try Reply Manager for free at replymanager.com.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. A popular Hanukkah game is spinning the dreidel, which is a four-sided top with Hebrew letters on each side. Winners in the game are rewarded with gelt. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.